their main task is to do the third and final review under the staff monitor program, and also the annual Article 4 consultation, which is sort of, you know, an exercise where the team takes a more medium-term look at things, a bit like where does Zimbabwe want to be in like 3 to 5 years, say, and how can they get there? And this is sort of a policy discussion between the team and the various branches of government and the central bank. But of course, we also talk to private sector representatives, NGOs, and civil society.
The staff monitored program, it has ended. So what exactly are they doing now?
It technically ended on the 31st of December 2015. But you know how it is. We had targets for end December, and you cannot assess like quantitative targets, say, on the fiscal balance and so forth, on the same day the year ends. I mean, these things take obviously time to be finalized, and that is why the review of the performance of the last sort of phase of that SMP only takes place now. But we will still go together with the Article 4 and the third and final review of the SMP that will be presented to our fund IMF Executive Board in May of this year when the mission finalized its report.
There are also reports that Zimbabwe might get new funding, if you may explain that.
We're not there yet. This is a long process. You may know that as part of our annual meetings last year, together with the World Bank, the authorities had an opportunity to present a strategy on how to clear the arrears to international financial institutions and the broad areas where they see reform is most needed to key stakeholders. And there was broad support for that strategy. Of course, we now have to have a successful completion of that final review of the SMP. That's what the mission is doing right now. And we also believe that the Article 4 discussion, you know, the sort of the economic transformation the authorities are envisioning for Zimbabwe, we hope that that this will be strong and something that we could support in the future. But I think it's too early to speak about when exactly that's going to happen.
And let's talk about the 1.8 billion in external arrears. How far have you gone in discussing with Zimbabwe on the way forward?
Well, I mean, as I said, the authorities presented a strategy. That strategy is sound. They have identified financing, and I believe, if I remember correctly, the Ministry of Finance actually published the broad modalities of what they have in mind in a local newspaper last year after the Lima meeting in October. And so that is still on track. I mean, that's still their plan.
Zimbabwe had given itself a deadline, that is April, to clear the arrears. But now there is drought and the world economy in general is not performing well. Is that still realistic?
I think April was always a very ambitious sort of target. And I think even after that, you know, they were more sort of cautious in terms of when exactly that is going to happen. So I don't want to preempt sort of the conclusions of our discussions now, but I think April would be too ambitious.